What's going on, everybody? I'm Sight.
Gina.
And welcome to Season 5, Episode 18 of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We didn't forget about y'all. We just had things to do.
Lots of things to do.
Hopefully, everybody's staying
high and right.
And positive vibes, as always. Thank you guys for checking us out each and every other week. Even though we've been off this last month during our midsummer break, we have still been receiving a lot of downloads. So thank you for spreading the word to your friends, family, and loved ones. We definitely appreciate you guys. Help us get this somewhere.
Thank you, friends.
Yeah, man. Why'd that make you giggle?
I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully we can give you guys a little bit of comic relief. If you are new to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, we are, how would you define our podcast, dear?
Strange.
And that's it? There's more words that I could come up with besides strange.
Oh, okay. And tell me.
Oh, man, I won't do that. People could come up with their own concepts on their own. And also, we want to send a special thank you to the people that did have kind words since the last episode we recorded back in August when we had to put down our king, man. Yeah. Thank you for all the kind words that we did receive from you guys. We definitely appreciated that as it carried us during that tough time of rest in peace, Skeeter, man.
Yeah, it's still a transition. It's the house is completely different.
Yep.
Without him.
The other two dogs are different. Yep. The energy's different.
Yep.
Yeah, man. So. But thank you for all the kind words, everybody. We definitely appreciated it, and we needed it, and just thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So, hey, woman.
What's up?
What's been going on with your white ass?
I've been doing a lot of changing inside and out.
Oh, man.
I've been doing a lot of teaching self-accountability to these kids a lot lately.
Yeah.
And more self-accountability on a personal level.
Okay.
Of, you know, holding yourself accountable to do just normal things. So it's been fun.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun.
Well, the people have a chance and an opportunity to go back into the beginning of this season's episode, season 5, and even season 4 and 3. You can kind of hear some of Gina's journey. And if you guys have been following along since day one, this has been pretty awesome watching her make these moves. And I'm about to yell at Ghost because right. If you guys have been listeners of the podcast.
He's trying to get attention.
We have a dog named Ghost.
In his own way.
A.K.A. James St. Patrick. A.K.A. Hey, man.
You don't give no shit. Wiggle that tail. Hi.
You behave, man. But anyway, talking about some of the transitions, if you guys listened to previous episodes, you've been hearing Gina's transitions through some of the tough things that her and I both had to deal with together, endure together, and now she's on, you know, talk about it.
I'm on my own journey. Fuck everybody else.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing, but hey.
Let's go.
We'll get somewhere.
Hey, baby. So talk about some of this personal journey. You don't have to go into full detail or anything. Just.
Well, we know my back and my body is really bad. So I picked up yoga.
We spent $7,000 on a bed.
We did. Because our 10-year-old hand-me-down bed is just not doing it anymore.
We've got to grow up, man. Bottom lip puckered out and shit. Like. But yes, okay.
Yeah, every comment he'd make, I said, I know it'll make that better, a new bed.
Yeah, man, she rolled my ass for a week, literally. Strap yeah. on and on.
It's like, I'm done. We got to do this now because it's going to take us a year to get the bed. So, come on.
Thanks, Evergreen. All these ships is blocked all over the world right now. What's up with this shit, man?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man. But, yes, you're back.
So, my inner instincts said, we're going to do yoga. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Do we know what to do? So I didn't do anything. I went and got a yoga mat and then stared at it for a week.
It was rolled up in the plastic still.
Yes, I stared at it for a week because I was still intimidated. I was like, I don't know what you're supposed to be for. Nice, cute little rug. So I was like, okay, let's. It said to do it, so we're going to do it. So, yep, I started on it, and I did it for 3 days. And then I had to take a break because I was really sore. And then I did it for about 4 days, and then I went on vacation.
Yeah, Gina's a go-getter, y'all. She's a go-getter. She just doesn't know the essence of just easing into something.
I don't ease into
nothing. She dives head first into concrete.
Man. And I get pissed off. It's not perfect.
You dive off that diving board into an empty pool.
Every time.
Like, baby. I had to tell her after that 3 days, I was like, take a break. You just starting something completely new, stretching your body out in all kind of different ways besides sex. Hell yeah, man, this shit's going to be it's going to be tough.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It terribly hurts. But I'm like, just keep doing it because you know pain's not a big deal anyway, so just do it. And so I did it.
Just a tough little firecracker.
So, yeah, I know. So I'm just doing it. I'm still dying, but I'm still trying to do it.
Well, it's been, what, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
This would be my third week.
Yeah, I was about to say, 3 weeks, going on 3 weeks now?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, shit, that's what it's supposed to feel like. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, too, that are like, man, I want to get back in shape. I got to do this. I got to do that. Depending on what your, you know, physiological makeup is and what your body feels like and where you're at as far as weight-wise or diet-wise or just health issues in general.
For me, I'm doing it for my spine, my neck, and my hips, and because my body is completely riddled with
several
arthritises, mm-hmm. and the curvature of my spine, everything's all just fucked up. So I figured, you know, maybe I just need to just keep working on them, and if the pain doesn't go away, I'll stop. But if I can get it to go, and get my neck moving where I can turn it, and I'll be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of preventative methods, too. I mean, because, I mean, this is all, I wouldn't say anti-aging, but in a way, it kind of is, you know.
Right.
We're fighting against gravity the older we get, man. Shit starts sagging on your body and shit, looking a little strange, and like new stretch marks that you never knew. Just wait, young people. Just wait, you know what I'm saying? But, no, but especially for the health benefits,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that. Because, you know, I ain't been running this summer. Confession time, guys. I ain't been doing it. I don't like the heat. I can't stand the heat. I can't do hot. I can't do none of that. But wintertime, when it's 20, 30, 40 degrees, I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Go on our Instagram page. Check it out. Just scroll back a little bit.
Hey, Dad.
You can find it in our description.
I got him a new toy, and he took off with the...
Sure did. And I'm going to keep his little ass busy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ghost is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
He'll love it.
Yeah. But good for you, baby. So what have you learned in the last 3 weeks of doing yoga? As far as, I mean, this is going to be a lifelong journey of different things
right.
going on. But what has yoga taught you so far, physically and mentally and emotionally?
It really shows. I've never done
yoga. I grew up in martial arts and jujitsu and kickboxing.
Right.
And, yeah, judo.
It really shows that I can't breathe ever.
No, so, it's not that. You're so used to holding your breath when things are tough.
No, hold my breath 24/7 if I could.
Or when I'm climbing up a ladder or.
No, it's just period.
Or when I'm driving and you're in the passenger
just
seat.
Like, just like I'm sitting there and
the
you're like,
on and on.
You know you can breathe.
Yeah,
I know.
When we're watching certain shows and stuff too. Because I can tell when you're not breathing, babe.
I know.
You're just like.
So doing this yoga and trying, because I do it at home by myself. So I don't look so idiotic. And so I'm doing, you can breathe at any time, dear.
Okay, I just want to.
Jesus.
I was going for a new world record on the podcast.
Is that right? Well, I don't know.
I might try it again later.
Yeah. My breath has been held. So, there we go. I breathed. Okay.
You breathed.
Okay. Breathe. This stupid...
I know. Of all times to start the podcast again.
Right, this morning. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Yeah, footnote. Okay.
So I can't do the moves, listen to her and look at her and want to breathe. And then she's like, make sure you breathe in or out. Oh God. Okay.
You just described a man. Husbands out there know what I'm talking about.
Goodness.
Oh man, but yes.
Oh yeah, so that's really tough. The stretching hurts, but it's like I'll get over it. But feels good. Okay, wait, that feels good. So mm-hmm. And then it's nice and they're quick. It's only like anywhere between 25 to 30 minutes. So
it's, nothing wrong with the beginner's course day. Anything if you try to get back in shape, guys, don't hurt yourselves. Seriously, don't.
And there's some things that I cannot do, and it's not because I don't want to, or it's physically I can't, because I can't do their kind of rolling around on the back thing, because my spine faces outwards.
Right. Yes.
And so they dig into the ground, so I'm like, I can't do those. So I have to wait till she's done.
Now, I know Usain Bolt doesn't listen to this podcast, but I know he'd be thinking like, that is just an excuse. Fastest man on the planet with severe scoliosis. Yeah, man. That's just, everybody fact check that. It's true.
Is his spine twisted?
This shit is fucked up, too. And they always told him he couldn't be an athlete. He couldn't do anything. And he ended up being the fastest man.
Oh, I can do whatever the fuck I want. You tell me lift something, I got it.
Well,
you tell me to do something, I got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care where your mind goes. Mine goes immediately to a dirty place. If you've been listening to our podcast since the beginning, you know what I'm getting ready to say. You have a cheat code, woman. And you know what it is? You're double jointed on top of having scoliosis. So, hey.
That is the only thing that has saved me is being double jointed.
And that's what's fucked up. I've been in martial arts for years and all this shit, and she still can stretch in ways that I still can't do. I couldn't do even as an adolescent. I'm like, this is some bullshit. And not in those compromising situations.
But there's other things that I can't do a lot anymore, like going down and touch my toes. I can't do that anymore.
Oh, I do that every day.
I
all
got
the
it.
Time.
No, like
I do my stretches every day too.
Like perfectly. I can't go down no more. I could as a kid. I can't now, so now I have to work my back.
Mm-hmm. To get back to that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Get back. Yeah. Yeah, all of it is tough. All of it is a journey. And
what are those?
Your hamstring.
Behind your knee. That muscles. Oh, man. Those ones fucking
hurt.
That
behind your knees muscles.
when you're trying to reach your toes and keep your knees down, my God, it's like, that's not happened. Yeah. Pop that knee up right into my eye. It's fucked up.
You know, knocked yourself out. In downward dog with the dog sniffing on you like, you all right? Shout out to Ghost, man.
Yeah. He comes and checks on me every once in a while, especially when I'm going up, down, up, down.
Oh, man.
Because I start, I do. My blood pressure gets all whacked out. And
yeah, you got a little vertigo action, too. I swear you do. Mm.
So I get all fucked up.
Yeah.
So I got to be careful. And I'm like, my hair. And then go back down. And then I'm like, Jesus. Okay, I'm skipping that one.
Thing you haven't said for a long time, too, is one thing Gina used to always say over the last several years, even before we started recording, was what? My neck.
My back.
My
pussy and my crack.
But you replaced the word
my pussy. My cankles.
But I think it's a great journey that you are taking, the fact that you do have the time to embark on a personal journey the way that you are.
And I'm also trying to grow, you know, spiritually, do other things that...
And mentally, physically challenge yourself, which is also working out your muscle between
and
your
actually,
ears. It really is.
And that's what I started doing, too. I started actually physically making myself accountable and doing the yoga, writing in a journal, and pinpointing my day for the next day or the day before or something. Mm-hmm. That way, because my memory is shot. I have no memory.
Man, most of us don't anymore.
So I want to try and get whatever muscles that needs to be worked. Get it worked good.
Yeah,
it
definitely starts physically.
So I'm just trying to hold myself accountable to changing and bettering myself and growing. And
trying is better than doing nothing.
Yeah, because, man, I was miserable. I'm miserable with those people. I'm letting all that shit go.
Yeah, man. You gotta, like I've always quoted Ace Ventura, you have exercised the demons.
No shit.
This house is clear. Loser.
Yes.
But that's great that you're doing that, babe. I think that's the most, not the most impressive thing you've done in recent months, but that's the most impressive thing I've seen you do this year. Is actually going into that, like, yo, I got to take care of myself for real now.
And every day I want to create something. So I don't care what it is. I want to create something. Yeah. So I try to do that.
It's either, just expressing yourself.
Either if it's at night that I have to sit there for an hour and a half and, you know, cut up peppers.
And get mad.
To dehydrate them. I'm still doing something.
Productive.
Productive and keeping things moving. And I'm just trying to keep myself held accountable, and that's what I went on to teach the kids now, holding yourself accountable for yourself.
Yeah.
And not your surrounding. So
yeah,
that's what we're working on.
That's great, babe. Shout out to you.
I think
that's awesome, baby.
Oh, thank you.
I really think so, man. And I think that's going to always benefit any families and any parents that are listening to our podcast right now. That's always beneficial. It always starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said that. It always starts with yourself. Look in the mirror. That's where it starts.
And, I mean, as I've always taught the kids, you know, you have to learn. You have to grow. Whether that's mentally, physically, spiritually, one way or another, you need to keep progressing so you don't get stuck and feel stagnant.
And look at it as attacking something one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people get predicated on feeling like they gotta attack every aspect of their life every day, and I gotta do this. I mean, yeah, naturally, going to work and all that type of stuff, that's one thing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about on a personal level. It's so easy to get so overwhelmed with trying to improve yourself to where you will end up back where you end up back worse than where you started. Before you embarked on this journey. So just be ready for the ups and downs of life. You're not going to be perfect every day. Sometimes you're not going to lace those running shoes on every fucking morning or afternoon or evening, whatever respective schedule you have. Sometimes that's not going to happen. Sometimes things happen and life just doesn't go our way. If the pandemic hasn't taught you anything, that's one thing it should have taught you. And the lockdowns, specifically the lockdown should have taught you, is not everything is going to go your way. Things are scary. And if some of you guys that have been listening to us since even during the lockdowns last year, or some of the lockdowns that are still going on this year, let us know how you're doing. Let us know how you're doing. Hit us in our email at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com. Let us know how you're doing, and hopefully we have helped you out. If anything, at least gave you a day of laughter.
See, I actually came on this little aspect is because of the fact that I just like had an epiphany.
Had an epiphany.
I had to do it. Okay.
Yes, so, I did. Because football is back. Sunday. I'm kidding.
I did. Because my favorite thing is cooking. My favorite thing is making something fucking amazing and taste amazing. So
I'm a lucky black man.
You are. I am too, because it's so exciting every fucking time. It's like,
whoa. I don't know how many times I've been told, man, I'm so glad Gina don't cook like white people. This shit fire, bro.
Right. Check out the spice aisle episode. Okay, so anyways. So it came to me because, you know, years and years ago, I said no more food outside of this house.
Yeah, no more fast food.
So I began to hold myself accountable then, and I just never knew it.
And I got dragged into it, y'all.
You did.
But I wasn't mad at it. Don't get it twisted. I wasn't mad at it at the same time.
No. Mm-mm. Nope, it was a good thing. So, but, yeah, I just came to the conclusion that, shit, I totally held myself accountable. We never ate out again.
Only on rare occasions. Because we have one cheat meal a month, maybe two.
That's because something happens timing-wise that I can't get back here to start cooking.
And then normally when we do go out now, I mean, most of the time is the healthiest you can get in a drive-thru.
Right.
depending on what you order off the menu and stuff like that. Yeah, this has been a lifelong journey for us, too, because we started our diet change, pretty much ever since you had your hysterectomy.
Right. Well, we started a little bit before that.
Because 2016,
We started, you know, a little bit before that because I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And
which we can't talk about in too much depth.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know, but...
But anyways, so if I could do that, then why am I not holding myself accountable to everything else? I hold myself accountable to brush my teeth every day, hold myself accountable to wash my ass every day. So, and I make a point to, you know, put that time in for food, whether it takes me 3 hours to get dinner together or, you know, 30 minutes.
Right.
It don't matter. Mm-hmm. I'm being there, and they're making me there.
And that's your happy space too, man. I mean, a lot of men out there is envious. Like, damn, man.
Do
you hear this woman?
Place.
I know you want to thump your woman right now. Did you hear this? You hear this shit?
I do.
She likes being in the kitchen. What's wrong with you?
I love the mild.
I'm tired of McDonald's.
I love the peppers that we. Grown and you know and all tomatoes
the things over
and
the last
being able to
3-4 years
incorporate
cucumbers, everything
all that stuff into
in our
the food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I just never noticed that
because you didn't have the time to notice it too.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden I was like, fuck, okay, you want to do yoga, we'll do yoga.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna stick to it, so that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make sure I do stuff, you know, for myself, because fuck everybody else now.
Good.
So, and it was a long time coming.
You deserve it, babe.
It's a long
time
coming.
You deserve it. You got to focus on yourself. Focus on family. Focus on the kids. Focus on you and I. You know, that's definitely important. That's one of the things that I had to fight the feelings of selfishness behind it, like I've told you, over the last few years for a while. You know, just fighting those feelings of feeling selfish, like, damn, man, I want my woman to be around even more. Even though we may not have a whole lot to talk about every day.
Right. And some days we don't even talk.
Can she just be at home?
Yeah.
I ain't got to worry about her leaving 4, 5, 6 times a freaking day just to go take care of selfishness. Like that, you know, it was a lot of that I had to get rid of out of my system when it came to that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about it a few episodes back earlier this season in season 5. And that's why my voice was sounding funny. Because, man, I finally blew the fuck up behind the whole situation, too. But that's neither here nor there anymore. That's in the past now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the journey that you are taking and the personal progress that I see you making for yourself, that's all I could have ever asked for this whole time of us being together. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, finally she has time for herself.
It is. And it's strange.
It's going to be an adjustment for a while, like I've alluded to before.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an adjustment. But you're making, I see it. I see it and people hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a message not that long ago, you know, in our email saying that they could tell the difference in confidence in how you sound because that's a listener that's been with us since day one, too.
I know.
And that's pretty awesome.
It is.
So. So thank you guys for the positive messages that we do get.
Yes, thank
we
you.
We do appreciate those, man.
They do.
Because
they're
life
so
is tough,
uplifting.
And hopefully we're positive for you guys, too, out here. Mm-hmm. Life is still tough. There's a lot of things still going on. Of course, the pandemic's still going on. There's a war against the vaccinated, unvaccinated. We're not going to go down that path.
A war against the
masklessness.
A lot of, you know, youth violence. A lot of, I mean, just a lot of stuff is just going.
A lot of nasty, negative stuff, man. It's dark.
So, you know, use your free will for good.
Yeah.
Use it for, you know, being kind.
And also, if you're in a tough situation in life right now, too.
Just smile and walk away.
Man, and if
piss
you're...
Piss them off.
Yeah, well, then, yeah, there's that. You know, there's plenty of angry Karens and Kens out there. But if you are stuck in a tough, compromising situation that you need help with, please, 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 we implore you to go get help.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Please do what you need to do. To protect not only yourself, if you have a family, to protect your family, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Please do that. even if you're trying to protect your significant other and you're in a tough situation such as that, and I won't allude to who I'm talking about, but if you are an MMA fan, especially listening this week, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Do what you have to do to protect your family and to be safe. So, yeah, I'm not bringing up who. We'll talk about it off mic, because I don't like to talk about people's personal circumstances like that, especially when it comes to a sensitive subject such as what is going on this week in the MMA community. So
he's going to have to fill me in.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, because it's some bullshit. I'll just leave it at that. So,
bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit. So, as we continue on with your personal journey.
Mine. Oh, wait. Yeah.
What have you been doing here recently? What's been going on? What's been popping? Somebody left me all alone with all my side bitches.
I did. And I came home and washed the bed.
Just to be safe.
Right.
Now, if that bank account is up a few thousand, you can't ask questions.
I don't look. I don't care.
I'm joking.
I'll just keep watching the bedding.
But Gina was just out of town last weekend, y'all.
I did.
Her and our daughter. And happy belated birthday to our daughter, Janae. She's also on an episode. Yep, 20-year-old daughter. 20. Yep.
Oh, goodness.
But you guys drove this time.
I did. And we took Ghost.
Yep.
So it was,
took the dog.
Yes, it was Janae and I and Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah. Talk about it.
The drive down was okay. I panicked a lot when I was getting towards cities and stuff like that. Traffic and stuff like that. I would get pretty panicked.
Yeah.
But I got there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't miss a beat. Got there.
Yep.
And went to dinner. And then the next day, I put my brave pants on. And because my son had to go to work. So I'm like, I ain't staying here. So
I'm going to go spend some money.
We ended up in, because we were in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. Or a little town outside of Fort Worth.
Yeah.
So I braved this hour drive to Dallas.
Yeah.
To go to this mall.
Proud of you, honey.
Oh, it was scary.
Well, women will brave a drive to a mall, won't they?
I was so scared. Janae and I think we left at like 10.
Oh, man.
Because I was like, we got to go. Why the traffic isn't bad. So I'm like, let's go. So I'm like, when my nerves get too, you know, scared or nervous or anything, I begin to shake. Everything on me shakes.
Most people do.
No, like physically shakes.
No, I'm saying most people do. Yeah.
So I can't control all these tics that are going on, and I look like a fucking idiot.
Who cares?
Nobody sees me. And I'm like, can you just calm down? We'll be much safer if you just calm down. So we got there, and we hung out for quite a while.
So you hit a new record on your Fitbit.
I did.
Yeah, man.
But the funny thing is, basically, we just walked around the store and walked around the stores. There was no, I mean,
nothing that really just
we kinda really didn't go in any stores. We went into Under Armour, and then we went into, actually, we went into Macy's because Janae had to pee. So we ended up at Macy's, and actually I got a swimsuit on clearance for $4, so I was excited.
Yeah.
So then
to enjoy our son's pool in his
backyard.
I know,
he has a pool.
Uh-huh.
Boy, did my feet go in there. Every time I went outside, my feet went in. But, and then we ended up at Pandora, and we got matching rings for her birthday.
Yeah.
So, of course, we have to be alike in some ways. So we got rings, and then we went and ate at an Italian restaurant. And this food was super good.
Yeah.
And then this old gentleman came over and started singing to Janae, and it was just so cute.
Singing happy birthday.
Yes.
In French and in English.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
It was really neat. So that was exciting. And then Janae got on Tinder and found some boys to hang out with.
See, this is the bullshit I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. This is a father's worst fucking nightmare. What do you mean this is for boys for her to hang out with? She was trying to hook y'all both up since y'all was on vacation.
No, she was gone with this one but that was bringing his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And his friend, I mean, they both were decent.
I see the scheme.
His friend was FedEx driver, I think he was.
Mm.
But he was a square. So.
Did you hear Mom and her analysis?
And then the other one, he had a decent job too, or a good job too. And, but, yeah. I was like, my goodness.
They ain't it.
So we went, they went out, which of course I couldn't go to sleep because yeah. My daughter's out in Texas.
Because she's waiting on her little fast ass to come back home.
Right.
I just keep it real. I'm a dad over here. I'm still like, all the way over here in Kansas. Like, what the fuck's going on, man?
I like,
what
bitch.
You mean she going out?
You freaking me
Where's
out.
She know these guys from? Where's she? Tinder? What the Tinder. Fuck do you think Tinder's for, man? Come
I
on.
I know. So, anyways, they went out. They went dancing and stuff. So, she had a really good birthday. So, and then the next day, we went to the fair.
Mm.
That was a Fitbit breaking day.
Yeah, that was another one.
At the fair.
Mm-hmm.
The Texas Fair in mm-hmm. Dallas. I had to drive to that, too.
See? Now you're learning how to breathe.
That was horrible. I know. I got to breathe to tell this. It was horrible. Because we're doing okay going. Because it's funny how I can start screaming to my keepers to get me out of shit. Because this is too many people. Because it'll be, I mean, it's like you're packed in like sardines and I start panicking. I'm like, I don't see just one car in front of me. I see like 50 million and I can't use my peripherals because then I can't see the front of me. So I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? So I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. Get me the fuck out of here. And all of a sudden, it'd be like there was a break. And like people was way ahead and people were way behind. And I'm like, how'd I go? Yeah, you guys are awesome. Okay.
I'm now just now catching this. My breath. I held it that whole time.
Now I can
I
do this.
I told you I was going to do this again.
Right? So, got through.
But yeah, man, it's like they parted the Red Sea for you, man.
They do. Every fucking time. I was like, you guys fucking rock. Because I couldn't do this without you. So, but then, the goddamn lady on there says, you can get
on the GPS?
Right. I'm supposed to get off, right? I know where I'm supposed to get off.
Gina hates GPS, y'all. And she even hates the voice. She's like, I want to smack this bitch.
I know where I'm supposed to get off because I remember the number. As soon as I get on someplace, I look at the number and then I watch and watch until it comes up. And then she says, you need to be in the right two lanes. Okay.
Yeah.
So I get over.
Simple instructions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. And I'm not in the far right lane. I'm in that, the left, or the second one, whatever. Mm-hmm. Where she told me to be. That's where I'm told. I'm there. And then I'm driving and I see this huge line going way back. And I'm like, whoa.
Going to the fair. Everybody.
That's what I was thinking, because I was like 3 minutes away or something like stupid shit like that. So I'm like, okay. And then she says, left lane or right lane only. I'm like, bitch, you said to God, fuck, there goes my exit. What the fuck, you idiot? So I panic. I'm panicking. And so I get off on the next exit, turn around, and go back. Follow her instructions, and I'm like, well, this is a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, you got right by the line. See what right? happened?
Up, that line was still way backed up, and I'm like, I guess okay.
Awesome, yeah.
So, yeah. But then on the way back, here we go again. I know I need to get off at 15B. And I don't know what's going on because I can't see the signs because the sun is right in my
face. Right in your fucking face.
And the signs are like blinding.
Oh, man.
So I can't see no signs until in my peripheral.
Pretty much passing the damn sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going and I hear her say, go right. So I went right. No, no, no. It was 15C. I was like, what the fuck did you do to me, lady? You said go right.
She's preparing you ahead of time to get into the right lane to go right.
I was in the right lane to go right. She said yeah, go right. I went right.
Not at 15B, 15C.
Oh, my God. So, again, the same scenario.
What?
No traffic. Absolutely smooth. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of tents. So I was kind of spooked.
Oh, yeah. Homeless. Yeah.
Right. So I didn't know what to do. I didn't see there was nobody. There was nobody there. All you saw was tents. So I don't know where all these people were. Were they sleeping or were they going somewhere else?
Probably all moving around and stuff like that, too. Yeah.
Yeah. But you would still see some people. I didn't see a single person.
You couldn't see the sign. How are you going to see people? And I'm glad you didn't.
Well, because the highway was over me. The highway was over me, mm-hmm. and it was blocking the sun, so I could see everything perfect.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So I get back on, so smooth,
mm-hmm.
and just get back home.
Yeah.
I was like, my Jesus. Oh, it's just the panic in the drive is just insane.
And but you like driving.
I do love driving.
I hate that shit.
Driving there was not a big deal. I was like, fuck all these people, shit. I'm in the left lane, I'm going.
If I ain't on an aluminum bird with wings, I'm not going.
I get behind somebody that's going fast, and I'm like, he'll get pulled over first.
Well, then there's that too, you know. But from where we're at in Kansas, if it's past Kansas City or Oklahoma City, fuck you. I am on a metal bird. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
So, man. Yeah, that was my longest drive. I think it drove almost 1,000 miles.
Man, please, man. The longest drive in recent years. We went to Colorado. Staying high and right.
Right, we did go to Colorado.
That was an 8.5 hour drive.
That hurt. That drive hurt. We won't do that one again.
No, hell no. Shit, I already told you. I mean, I already peeked where we can fly straight out of and come right back like nothing happened. Holla at your boy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess.
Straight flights in and out.
So, this was my first time, yeah. You know, without you, a long ways drive.
Mm-hmm. I knew you'd be fine.
And, you know, with a dog. And I was convincing her
the whole time. I was like, well, take your therapy dog with you. But I knew Ghost wanted to. He would definitely love that road trip, too.
He did. He did so awesome.
Yeah.
He had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
He was ready to come home. Then that was like.
Because he was also going down there to see his sister because our oldest son has his sister out of the same litter right. with him.
So they got to play all weekend mm-hmm. and fight. And
yep. Siblings like they do. Yeah.
So, I lost track.
Well, I don't know where you were going.
Me? Neither. Jesus.
My bad.
I know.
But yeah.
He said
it was your first time going this far yeah. without me. And
so, Saturday. Oh, no. It was Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
He finally just totally gave in, and we were out on the port, or we were out in the back patio by the pool,
mm-hmm.
and he's laying on my feet, and had his hand on the boy's foot,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, he's like moving his foot, and I said, it's okay, he likes to touch things while he's sleeping, and so then I was like, Ghost, he was not budging. He was not moving. I thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
I seriously thought he was dead. He was dead to the world.
He was just exhausted, man. He was overwhelmed by all the different smells and fragrances and, you know, just his senses being triggered by a lot of different environments and people. And hell yeah.
I was like, you motherfucker. You scared me.
I can't do this no more.
Like, you're alive. I mean, it did. It took about a minute to get him up. So I was like, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know he can sleep hard because he's so funny sleeping. He's out. He will growl. He'll twitch. He'll do all this weird shit.
Gina will growl and howl and throw up peace signs and talk in her sleep. Kind of a direct correspondence.
I know, and I never know what's going on. That's what I hate about it.
Knees up my butt.
That's easy.
But, yes.
We have
it. He was worn the fuck out. You were tired, too, though.
Yes, I was exhausted. I slept 10 hours when I got home.
Yeah, yeah, she was out, y'all.
Oh, I was so tired. Mm-hmm. That was exhausting, that driving. It's exhausting.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it no more.
I don't know how truckers do it. Shout out to you guys, man.
Yeah, man, shit. Truckers, drivers, FedEx delivery guys off Tinder, all of you guys.
I know. I can't do it. It's crazy.
Man.
Yeah.
So, well, we're happy to be back with you guys. We're getting ready to wrap this up here soon.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired, too.
So, what about you?
What do you mean about what about me?
What have you been doing all this whole month?
Working. The end. No, I'm working on some stuff, doing some things. If you already know my alter ego that's online, you already know what's happening. I ain't going to talk about it on our podcast because it's not highlighting what I'm doing on that aspect for me personally. It's not. But look, if you want to do some research and digging, go ahead and check your boy out. I'm nice.
Okay, anyways.
But me and Kyle got to have a good time. Me and Kyle got left behind while our women were in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to hang out and have a good time and have a lot of man-to-man conversations and some straightening, so to speak. But we definitely had fun. We were trying to go hit the driving range to hit some golf balls. That wasn't happening. And then the next day we went on ahead and said, well, basically we ended up hanging out with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and listen to the Father's Day episode. Shout out to you, Dad. His birthday just passed, too. Happy birthday, mm-hmm. Dad. Hit the big 60 trips around the sun in this bitch.
Yeah.
60 trips around the sun. And one of my best friend's sons hung out with us.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Randy. He passed away a few years back.
Yeah.
But we got to hang out and have some conversations and stuff. And then Saturday, me and our son went over to, he got a new little nice pistol that he was just itching to take to the shooting range. So we went to the shooting range.
Yeah.
And we blasted some targets and hitting some bullseyes and shit. I could tell he needed to clean his glasses, but that's another subject. Loaded up on some ammunition and went shooting, y'all. Yeah, but it's been pretty fun. I told Gina before she left, I said, I do want that time with mm-hmm. Kyle, you know, one-on-one.
You guys spent all weekend together.
Oh, hell yeah, man. He was over here every night, and I was over there. I was like, hey, man, I'm on my way, man. You better be ready to go, you know, all mm-hmm. that. Yeah, man, we had a good time. We definitely had a good time.
Good.
Yeah, man. Because sometimes you got to speak exclusively to your kids one-on-one, too, whenever you have those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I did speak exclusively to our oldest son, things have been pretty crazy since then for him, but there will be that exclusive conversation coming up soon, too, because now he's in Dallas-Fort Worth area. I can fly straight in. He's already talking about wanting to hit some Mavericks games mm-hmm. and, you know, stuff like that. Like, I'll be in and out, no problem, and I'm going to let you know about yourself, because that's what dads do.
Yeah, they need to.
mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying? But it's been fun. We had a good time, too. We definitely made the best of it, and I think he appreciated it, too.
Yeah, I think he did.
So, I think so, too. Yeah, man. But other than that, just working. I'm still fortunate enough to work, y'all. I'm not even talking shit when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Still fortunate enough to work, so. But working.
And healthy. Staying healthy.
Yeah, man.
Best we can.
Yes, because Gina already told me she's going to keep my black ass alive as long as possible.
Yeah. I can't be here alone. We've established that.
Yeah, especially in recent unfortunate lives of some of the heroes that I've lost, man, this year, man. And I'm just like, man. And dying too young.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads me to this, and I don't want to, man, this is going to sound fucked up, but I want to be serious about this when I say this. If you're out here enjoying recreational drugs, please be careful.
Mm-hmm. Very careful.
Please be careful. Please get it tested. You can get different test strips. You can get a lot of different things to make sure whatever you purchase from whoever, wherever, is safe, especially the drug fentanyl. Mm-hmm. A lot of people know at this point what that's all about, what's going on with that. And without going down a rabbit hole of complete personal opinions about it, just be safe, be careful. You can also get free test trips to certain places and stuff like that. Man, just check your stuff out before you have fun. Just be responsible. Please be responsible. Please be careful and make sure what you got is legit, is good. And, you know, that way you don't have to put your family, your friends, your loved one through unfortunate circumstances. Mm-hmm. That's just where I'll leave it at that. But please don't get it misconstrued. Condolences to all the families, friends, loved ones, children that are out there suffering behind some of these recent deaths, especially in Hollywood and in social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a stark reminder. You just never know. I mean, it's easy to kind of get lost into, man, I just need to go out and get my stress out and have fun, but do it in a responsible way. Please just be careful. That's all we can ask you guys to do. Yes, yes, just be careful. And I don't judge anybody that does drugs. I've never judged anybody that does drugs.
Mm-mm.
If it's not harming your family and it's not harming yourself and you're able to take care of your responsibilities, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Being a functioning addict is also one thing. I come from that background. I understand it. But please, please be careful. And that's where I want to leave the podcast off with. Just be careful. Do what you got to do. Do your due diligence when it comes to anything. But man, some of that stuff really broke my heart here recently too. Mm-hmm. Because I want to get away from using certain people's names and, you know, just predicating it on, oh, such and such, and this is what happened. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care about that part of an autopsy report. I don't care about any of the reasons necessarily. I want to know why it happened sometimes. But the reason why I don't really go down that road too much, I do internally sometimes, because we know what pain feels like.
Mm-hmm.
We know what depression feels like. We all have demons and skeletons in the closet that we have to check on sometimes. That could just creep out of nowhere and just turn your world upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we do the best we can to implore and preach to everybody who listens to our podcast, and we appreciate you guys that do, to please reach out to someone. Please get help.
Mm-hmm.
Please find a reason to smile at least once a day.
Yep.
Please do that.
It's because it is hard to learn to control those negative thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Especially right now, man.
And to...
It's hard.
Keep them away and to try to look positive and just keep those ones going.
Yeah.
It is hard.
Yeah, it is.
But...
A lot of us live with certain demons, man. It's hard,
able
man.
To do.
Yeah.
I mean, I started... It's taken me almost 2-3 years... to stop the negative talk. When it would start in my head, I would... Shut up.
Easier said than done. And it's not... You're not
going to
be perfect. You're not going to be perfect every day. Every moment of every day. You're just not.
Or if I say something, I'm like, that is just seriously horrible.
Shoot yourself down before you... that too. You know? Like, damn, I ain't shit. That's what I say sometimes when I have a thought. Sometimes I'm like, man, you got to knock that shit off, bro. You ain't shit. Like,
so, and it's just a routine that you have to stick with.
Yeah, it
is. And do it no matter what.
Yeah. That's holding yourself accountable, going back to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
and some days are going to be easier than others, man. Or some days are going to be harder than others. Some days, like, man, fuck all y'all.
When those thoughts, you know? When those thoughts come about yourself,
yeah.
Just, no, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You stop. You have lots of voices in your head, so you know you can stop it.
Yeah, because can't nobody tell you.
You can cut that off. in mid-sentence.
Can't nobody tell you what to do but you.
Yeah, and I learned that.
You got to want to help yourself. Mm-hmm.
So I kept it up.
Yeah.
And so now I only let, you know, the positive ones flow through.
Yeah, the best way possible. And each and every day, it's going to be different.
And yeah, there's
going to be challenges.
There's days that some will pop up and like, it's just not, you're still saying more shit.
And you know what? And it's okay to feel that way, man, because there's some days where it's just like, you know what? Not today.
Mm-hmm.
We're not always happy-go-lucky individuals. Nobody is on this planet. And if somebody says they are lying.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that just portray themselves to be so happy-go-lucky every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm talking about, that facade that I'm talking about. They are the most miserable people that are actually crying out for help. Most mm-hmm. of them. I'm not saying everyone, but most of them.
That's what I say. You know, this is your journey. I mean, you can control your journey and how it's going to go. It's strange, and it took me 40 plus years.
How does anybody don't think this
to figure the fucking shit out?
Yeah, how does anybody in this existence doesn't think this whole thing is strange?
Right.
Just existing right now is strange. Like,
so it's,
you know, being conscious and aware and having awareness and, you know, universal awareness and all these different things, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, all of it is strange. None of this is supposed to make sense.
And maybe it's just me because I don't even think my body has all its own...
the own personalities all over the place.
So, maybe this only happens to me, but if it's happening to you...
No, it doesn't. It happens to everyone, you know. It just does. But there's only three things that's one thing that still rings in my ears that my dad told me years ago. He said, there's only three things that you can control in this life, son. It's how you think, how you feel, and how you react. Those are the only three things that you can control.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is fair game. Life is life.
Yep. That's what free will is. I mean, that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't do...
You can't look at it narrow-minded, too, if you want to talk about just the terminology of free will. You know, there's layers to even just free will.
Yeah, you free will, you can make your bad choices. Free will, you can make your good choices.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the best thing about the free will that you got.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, you got to think about it. Now, I don't want to go down a conspiratorial aspect. Well, not conspiracy, but, you know, you just never know, man.
That's why your own personal free will can be used to do good things, to do the right things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, you know, people don't. Look at it that way.
Well, and plus you're embarking on a journey to really do some deep diving into it as far as for yourself, too, right now, mm-hmm. too. So we will definitely continue to visit this part of, you know, you talking about free will and your journey, your newfound journey that you're on now, the new road that you're going down now that you have the time to really get to really dive into yourself
mm-hmm.
more than you've ever have in your whole life. Because your life started out as a child and having kids as a child. And then, you know, those things are just cascaded to a lot of things that life just throws at all of us.
But
now you're in the stage in your life now to where you have that freedom now.
Right.
To really explore yourself. Like, who is Gina?
Mm-hmm.
What is Gina like now? What am I trying to improve on? What do I need? What negative energies and things do I need to let go of? That's a beautiful blessing that you have endured to even be able to have at this point.
Right.
And it's not selfish. It's not coming from a selfish place.
No, it's just understanding.
Yeah.
I want to understand because, I grew up in a fucking goddamn dysfunctional narcissist family.
Narcissistic and all that. Yeah, man, a lot of us have. Welcome to planet Earth, so, as I always say.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, if I think about it, I did. I took my free will and I changed that generational trauma. I changed that generational behavior.
That. Yeah, and we're still working on that.
And it is hard because that's outside influences.
Yeah.
And if we change that generational trauma and be better.
Mm-hmm. It's only going to, you know, it's supposed to, you know, domino effect down to work generations of kids and grandkids.
Because you have that choice. Everybody has that choice.
It's a trickle-down effect, you know, the best that we hope for.
Right.
That we hope for.
But sitting there, you know, say, you know, well, my dad did it, so I did it.
Yeah, that's...
Okay,
that's,
no.
At a certain point in your life, you got to say, yo, you know... Even if you made your own mistakes along the way, like me personally, like, yeah, my dad did this and my dad did that. And then I turn around and you had to sit back and really evaluate yourself. Like, yeah, you know what? You fucked up too a lot, man. But you can't keep focused on that part of it either. You got to continue to grow as an individual too. There's a lot of things in my past that I'm not happy about. A lot of decisions that I've made that have affected everything and affected people outside of me more than it affected me, even though it sent me into a spirals of depression and a lot of dark places. But eventually you get to a point in your life where it's like, enough's enough, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going to really take advantage and use this life, this existence, the best way possible? Are you going to really take advantage of that? Even though it may not make sense. Some days it may be some bullshit. You want to strangle some people. You want to smack a motherfucker. You want to just fuck it all sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. It is. So, day by day.
Yeah. Yeah, day by day, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But we are back in effect, everybody. Thank you for checking out the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. We will be back with you through the rest of this year, every other week. Do you want to leave everybody with some parting words since we back in effect to let them know, hey, we here. Ghost is scratching. That was his parting words. You just had a flea peel too, fucko. What do you want to leave everybody with, babe?
Just everybody stay safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go to a happy place.
Yeah.
Find that happy place. Stay there for a little bit.
I do want to tell people, thank you. Just thank you for checking us out. Thank you for listening to us. There's a lot of things going on as we talk about, and we don't have to allude to it in details, but whatever you are going through, please do what you have to do to make it as good as you can, make it as best as you can each and every day, one day at a time.
Oh, it's only temporary.
Yeah. Yeah. But you gotta want it, though.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta want it. Nobody's coming to save us. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to save me. You gotta want it.
Don't make long-lasting choices.
No.
If you're in that space.
And do your best. Do the best you can and not do anything that you're going to regret later. And that's easier said than done, too. And that's coming from somebody like me with experiences in those fields of doing things that you will end up regretting later and have to live through and have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Yep.
So, but thank you, everybody, for listening to us. We appreciate every single one of you guys, as always. If you want to reach out to us, you can see it in the description of the podcast. And we will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.
Deuces.